The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Erica Ariel Fox, New York Times best-selling author of Winning from Within. She's a negotiation lecturer at Harvard Law School. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So happy to be here, and I'm doubly happy because a colleague of mine, Vanessa Sorella, is a Bentley graduate, very proud Bentley graduate, so we're really delighted. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Go Bentley!
Yeah. Go negotiation and women in negotiation. Erica, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about your path to where you are now and why you're so focused on negotiation.
Well, I happened to be at the right place in the right time. I graduated from Harvard Law School in 1995, and I returned in 1996 to begin teaching there. And that was a time when Roger Fisher and Bill Ury and Bruce Patton, all co-authors of Getting to Yes, were really starting to think about the next generation of leaders. And they handpicked a few students to really groom and give over, in a way, their legacy, to start building on the work that they had already done, which is very well accepted around the world. Win-win is widely recognized as conventional wisdom, as best practice. And I had the opportunity to spend many years with those tremendous visionaries, and I learned a lot and traveled with them, taught in corporate contexts, taught in public sector organizations around the world, and over the last 10 years I've been doing my own research, my own teaching, and now have my own book that is really very much building on their lineage.
What do we need to learn about negotiation that you can crystallize for us, Erica, in just a couple of sentences?
Well, the premise of my book, Winning from Within, is that the most important negotiations we have every day are the negotiations with ourselves. And this is an idea whose time has come. People tend to focus on other people, other difficult people, or other crazy people. But in point of fact, the most difficult and sometimes crazy people that we have to deal with is ourselves. So even in the morning when your alarm goes off and you have to decide, should I hit the snooze? Should I go to the gym? From that very moment, you're of two minds about what to do. And all day long, as I'm sure a president of a university and businesswomen, women in any professional situation, should I stay a couple hours later at the office and finish this memo for my client or keep my promise to my family to be home for dinner? Those are choices women have to make every day, and negotiating with yourself is the way to most effectively manage them.
Erica, I'm a recovering lawyer, and I used to say that that if I couldn't negotiate a deal and it had to go over to the litigators, I had failed. Could you talk a little bit about women as negotiators, and particularly you're here at Bentley University, a standalone business school, about women in business and why this is so important?
Well, I think it's important because, like it or not, there are still boxes that women are put in law firms and in the business world. Harvard Business Review recently had a cover article saying women are seen as bossy or women are seen as too nice. And again, like it or not, they might see you as Gloria or Kathleen or Erica, but probably they're first going to look through a lens called here's a woman in business or here's a woman lawyer. Negotiation skills, becoming really capable and competent on the deal, or in trying to reach settlement if you're in a litigation context, skillful negotiators can cut through those boxes. So yes, you're a woman, but you're damn good at what you do. And if they start to see you as an individual who's capable and masterful as a leader, as a negotiator, I think that's one way you can get through that veil and be an individual practitioner who can be a star.
What are the most common mistakes men or women make when it comes to negotiating?
You won't be surprised to know what I think. I think the most common mistake is people underestimate the negotiation with themselves that is very likely to get in their way if they haven't figured out how to master it. So you may go in very determined as a leader to listen to your team and to make collaborative decisions, and that you find yourself yelling, interrupting, and just command and control. You didn't mean to do that, but there are parts of you in conflict about how to handle that decision, handle that process. And unless you have alignment inside, you will discover, well, I had one intention, but in the moment, I did something very different. And negotiating with yourself is a way to resolve that in advance.
What's the number one thing that we should be doing? What's the number one message from this book, Winning from Within?
I think there are two messages that are primary. One we've talked about, that it's crucial in leadership and in life to understand how to negotiate effectively with yourself. And the book gives a map and a method for understanding how to do that. The second part of the book talks about developing your own center of well-being. finding a place that you can return to on a daily basis, step off the grid, get away from your desk, and have your own practice for finding a little bit of sanity in a very turbulent world. So one of the other messages that I think is quite important, especially for young women, by the way, is learning how to find that center inside of yourself.
Erica, that's the perfect lead-in to the Mass Conference for Women. It's occurring on December 5th at the Massachusetts Convention and Exhibition Center. Over 9,000 women. It's now the largest conference for women in the country.
So exciting.
And we have amazing keynote speakers. Kerry Washington from Scandal, just to lead the group.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah. But you are one of our lead speakers, and I would love to hear a little bit about that.
Well, as you would imagine, I think gatherings of women are essential. And I'll tell you a 30-second personal story to explain why I think that. I got married in my early 40s, and I spent most of my years before that bemoaning the lack of a husband because I felt very lonely. But I found a fabulous guy. He's European. I moved to Europe, and I told myself my loneliness would end because, lo and behold, I found a fabulous husband. So I love my husband dearly. I live a lot of the time in the Netherlands, and I will be honest in telling you, and I would tell him, I miss my girlfriends. I really do. I miss my girlfriends, and I love my husband. But women have certain kinds of relationships with each other, ways of talking to each other, ways of hearing each other, that I simply don't experience between men and women. Even in my situation, a wonderful marriage, I still find certain moments of insight, of wisdom, of comfort when I talk to other women. So many years ago, Carol Gilligan said, women relate in a different voice. And there's a truth to that. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing embarrassing about it. I don't think there's any anti-male message in women saying, we're busy, we've got a lot of demands on ourselves, and there's a little bit of extra special sweetness when we gather together. So I think gatherings like the Massachusetts Conference for Women are fantastic. They're nourishing, they're helpful, you get good information, and you get to just like sit in a warm bath for a couple of hours with some new friends.
Well, we can hardly wait for that. Erica Ariel, Fox New York Times bestselling author of Winning From Within, negotiation lecturer at Harvard Law School, and I wouldn't have thought she was even in her late 30s yet, but good for her. Thank you so much.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.